Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gratefulness is a rare trait. قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. The Quran tells us that very few are my thankful servants. Let's try and be grateful for what we have during this month of Ramadan. Think about all the blessings Allah has granted you, from the small things to the big things, from physical things to social positions, knowledge, family, and so on. Interestingly, Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam tells us that one of the philosophy of fast is لِيُعَرِّفَهُمْ, that they recognize and appreciate فَضْلَ مَا أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the blessings that Allah has granted them. What blessings? مِنْ لِذَّةِ الْمَاءِ, the pleasure of what water, وَطِيبِ الْخُبْزِ, and the taste of bread. Subhanallah, just as the adhan begins and you're really thirsty and hungry and about to put the first morsel or the first sip in your water, you say Bismillah and then you break your fast with a small sip or a small bite. And as it reaches the exact spot, the exact right spot inside you, from within your heart, you feel grateful. You thank Allah. That moment is very special. True inner gratefulness. Now take it further. And for everything else around us, we need to appreciate and realize where it's coming from. Once we realize it's a blessing from Allah, we now feel responsible to use it in its right place. True gratefulness is to use the gifts of Allah to reach His pleasure, not to disobey Him. The hadith tells us that this is amongst the keys of true gratefulness.